of the program, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're live today at PetroServe USA. Among our Governor Jack Dalrymple. Fun to invite a special guest to the program today, isn't it?
Absolutely, especially somebody with the interest in energy and a new show and all kinds of good stuff.
Exactly. Newt Gingrich is one of the participants in the all-new CNN Crossfire, which isn't really new, but it's back with a vigor because our friend Newt Gingrich will be part of it. Mr. Speaker, nice to have you back. How you been?
Well, it's always great to be with you and to have a chance to talk about ideas. We're doing very, very well.
You are the idea man, and that's why we love chatting with you. Steve Bakken and I have a couple of questions that we want to chat about with you today, but let's talk about the new show first, CNN Crossfire. Are you excited about this?
Well, let me tell you, we have two big things going on right now. We have Crossfire, which I'm very excited by. It's on Central Time at 5:30 on CNN, and we have, I think, a pretty aggressive lineup. We have Stephanie Cutter, who was Obama's chief spokesperson during the campaign and is very knowledgeable. And then we have S.E. Cupp, who's a rising, really aggressive conservative activist. And we have Van Jones, who's a really solid liberal commentator. And we invite guests. Last week, for example, at one point, we had Rick Perry of Texas and Martin O'Malley of Maryland, and we were debating red states versus blue states, and why is it that Texas and the red states, and of course North Dakota and South Dakota fit this perfectly, but why is it that they're gaining jobs and they're gaining population while the blue states are lagging behind? It was a great evening and a terrific crossfire.
How'd you answer that question, by the way? Why are the
Well, look, as you know, I'm a conservative, so my answer is pretty simple. If you are pro-energy development, you are for lower taxes, you're for less red tape, you like entrepreneurs, you believe pioneers of the future really matter, and you want to bring people together who are hardworking and create jobs, guess what happens? You get prosperity. I mean, it's not a big secret. On the other hand, if you like government employee unions and red tape and big bureaucracy and high taxes, and you dislike people who are successful, you shouldn't be surprised that successful people don't feel comfortable. So I think there's a pretty straightforward reason why, for example, California has been losing population, and you've had Texas gaining population.
Newt, Steve Bakken here. You had an opportunity to debate a little bit on yesterday on the shutdown and that potential scenario. What's your advice for the current Republican administration as far as the leadership? Is that a good path to go down?
Well, I think there are three different things going on. First of all, if you're the House Republicans, the only tool you have to get the president's attention is the power of the purse. And that goes all the way back to the Magna Carta in 1215. It's totally legitimate, but they've got to do a better job of explaining it. I mean, part one is not that anybody wants to shut down, but how do you get Barack Obama to quit pretending that he's a king and to admit that he has to negotiate? When he runs around, as he did last Monday, and says, well, it's unprecedented to put anything on the debt ceiling. That is such total dishonesty. We've been putting amendments on the debt ceiling since Dwight Eisenhower in the 1950s. When he says he won't negotiate at all on Obamacare, well, what do you expect the elected people's representatives to do at that point? Just roll over and give him an IOU and let him run the country by himself? So I think that's a big part of what we're faced with. And it's compounded because Harry Reid has turned the Senate into a dictatorship in which the majority leader is the only person who matters. And it's really it's been an amazing decay of the Senate as an institution over the last 10 or 15 years. And it's now down to a point where even the activist Republican senators despair of getting anything made in order for a vote.
Our listeners want to fight, they don't want excuses on, well, even if we did shut it down, Obamacare still would be funded. They want a battle. They want sure. nothing left on the floor when this one is done. Are they right to push Republicans in Congress for a fight?
I think they're right because the system is pushing them. I mean, Obamacare is an effort to take over one-fifth of the economy, life and death, every doctor, every hospital, every pharmacy. Every insurance company in the entire country would run from Washington, D.C. So I think it's legitimate to say it's time to stand up and fight. Interestingly, on October 7th, my wife Calista has a new book coming out, Yankee Doodle Dandy, in which Ellis the Elephant teaches 4 to 8-year-olds about the American Revolution. And you go back and you look at the kind of courage at Concord and Lexington, the kind of courage at Valley Forge, the kind of courage at Trenton on a cold day after Christmas with one-third of the army having no boots, walking in burlap bags and leaving a trail of blood. I mean, the American Revolution was not made by people who jumped up and yelled surrender.
Newt, you were part of the last shutdown, the Republican shutdown, which hurt Republicans. How do you prevent that this time?
Well, I mean, first of all, the leading New York Times analyst of polling did the paper recently and said he couldn't find any evidence that it hurt. He said this is a Washington mythology. When you go back and look at the actual polling data, he said the most you could claim is it was worth 2 percentage points to Clinton. And the fact is, in the second shutdown, Clinton was taking a terrible beating and dropped dramatically in approval rating because people concluded that he wasn't negotiating fairly, and he wasn't doing his job, and they were as unhappy with him as they were with anybody else. And so I try to remind people, the first reelected Republican majority in modern times since 1928 occurred after the shutdown. So if the shutdown hurt us so badly, how come for the first time in 68 years the House Republicans got reelected?
We're talking with Newt Gingrich, who's part of the all-new CNN Crossfire, 5:30 local time on CNN, and, by the way, former presidential candidate as well. Let's talk a little about that presidential campaign in which you spend a lot of time. In fact, we're one of the first presidential candidates to really highlight energy and continually mentioned North Dakota and the role, if it could be repeated, the private land success here on federal lands, eliminating or greatly reducing the deficit over a fairly short period of time. We had last week the current administration's EPA shutting down coal. North Dakota's a coal state. North Dakota's an oil state. Obviously, energy, a big part of our success, fastest growing economy, most job growth because of energy. How do you replicate that? How do you take this example that North Dakota's shown folks and get it on the national stage?
Well, listen, I was so impressed by what we learned about the whole energy revolution in North Dakota, the degree to which it was creating jobs, the impact on the state government's economy, that I have a book coming out in November called Breakout, which really is built around the breakout that we got in energy. I mean, if we hadn't had George Mitchell and a very small number of entrepreneurs with the courage to go out and develop fracking and develop horizontal drilling, and if we hadn't discovered that you could actually go down 8,000 feet or more and go into tight shale and tight formations and begin to generate commercially usable amounts of natural gas and oil, we would still be stuck. As late as 2008, the Wall Street Journal talked about the coming end of oil as an available resource, which we now all know is an absurdity. We, in fact, have once again innovated and developed our way out of the problem. We are now the largest natural gas producer in the world. We will be the largest oil producer in the world before the end of the decade. If we had a president who was pro-energy, we would have an explosion of jobs, an explosion of resources, a dramatic increase in royalties paid to the federal government with no tax increase, and we would have a much better national security strategy for the Middle East because we could basically ignore it.
Newt, thank you very much for your time this morning, and look forward to the new show on Crossfire on CNN.
Great. Good to be with you.
Newt Gingrich joining us this morning.
Former Speaker of the House, former presidential candidate, and a guy bully for energy, as we are, on What's on Your Mind.
Not a bad thing.
No, exactly. More coming up, folks. Don't go away. We are live and on location at the PetroServe USA location in Bismarck, which is very close to the state capitol, located just north of the state capitol on the corner of Divide Avenue and State Street. Governor Jack Dalrymple just wrapping up a press conference announcing that for the first time in North Dakota, at six PetroServe USA locations in Bismarck, Mandan, West Fargo, and Fargo, E15 is now available. North Dakota will be the only the ninth state to offer E15, the economical high-performance fuel, as an option to consumers since it was approved back in 2011. So we'll talk with Governor Jack Dalrymple about that when we come back, and then we'll get back to more of your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind, live and on location today. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, Scott Hannon with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's in your mind, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can get to our Facebook or our Twitter page by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to go. The press conference is still going on right now. We'll be talking to the governor coming up in a little bit. I want to ask him about ESPN. Of course, he spent the Saturday at the Bison game, and talking to him a little bit earlier. It's a great event.
I don't know how he could have either been there or watched that or in any way seen what that was all about and not say, what a great day for North Dakota.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, to have, and I guess they have like 5 million viewers an hour, right? It's a 3-hour show. And, you know, somebody was doing play-by-play to say, well, they actually mentioned the University of North Dakota 2 times and NDSU only 9 times. You know, I mean, that's...
Thank you, Reese Davis, because he did not mention the University of North Dakota. He mentioned the Fighting Sioux. Thank you, Reese.
He did indeed, but...
NCAA be damned.
They actually even talked about the fact that the UND's hockey coach, Dave Haxtell, makes more than... NDSU's football coach, Craig Bull, so they weighed into that. The point is, though, whether it was Fighting Sioux, whether it was, you know, the Bison.
They brought up the rivalry is what they did.
They did, yeah. And they talked about hockey. And but the point is, it was great for North Dakota. I mean, it really was. The whole thing, beginning to end, the downtown scene. I think anybody that had been bellyaching a little bit about downtown, I mean.
How great for North Dakota would continuing that rivalry be?
Yeah, exactly. So we'll ask about that. I was also curious what you thought about that, too, so let us know. We got a little time to chat. The governor will join us at the bottom of the hour. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. One of our questions we posed earlier in the program was whether or not Congressman Kevin Cramer was wrong to vote to reduce funding on food stamps to prop some reforms, $4 billion annually in an $80 billion program. North Dakota Democrats' editorial board seemed to think so. But are they underestimating the fiscally conservative nature of North Dakota residents is our question. Laurel says he was right, considering the abuse in this program. Some scrutinizing has to be done. The abuse is horrible. A new program needs to be where the elderly, the disabled, the mothers who can't get work get help. But let's see the abusers find a job, and so they don't earn $25 an hour. Get a job.
Teach someone to fish or give them a fish. I'd rather teach them to fish.
Ron says there's a 1% fraud rate in the program. The cuts will be arbitrary. Hungry children and seniors will be kicked off the program. That's total rhetoric. By the way, the program specifically where it calls for reforms is for able-bodied adults without children between 18 and 50.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, again, I don't think you're elderly at 50, right? Between 18 and 50, able-bodied adults would be required after 3 months on the program to either get in a job training program or have a job. So
just like when unemployment, if you're collecting unemployment, you know, you have to prove that you're making an effort to go find a job to get those benefits. Why is this any different? I like the one earlier caller we had talking about kicking that down to the state level. You know, states are going to have more control. They're going to have more oversight on a program like that if it's derived from the federal government. You're going to have federal dollars with that. But the states are going to know who it best to administer that to, and how to get rid of some of the corruption that goes along with that.
Here's my question for Ron or anyone else. If you don't think a program that has doubled in size in the last 5 years has more than 1% waste, fraud, and abuse when it's administered by the federal government, I got a bridge I'll sell you. there's plenty to reform there, and I think what they propose makes perfect sense. Peggy kind of called Ron out on that, saying, Ron, that's a scare tactic that libs use. Jason says... Kevin was right. Our country is broke. How can we weaponize terrorists and give out food stamps, create jobs so people can support themselves and their families? Another Jason says, same day, same story, different day. I heard from a friend of a friend, second cousin's brother's neighbor, aunt, once removed, that someone once used food stamps to fly around the world in 80 days. Yeah, so anyway, we're having a little bit of fun. There's some of the comments on our Facebook page, and you're welcome to weigh in there as well. Just go to whatsonyourmindradio.com, and you'll find the link both to our Twitter feed and Facebook to share your comments. The counter-protest to the white supremacist leader down in Leith, North Dakota, I think it was successful. 300 people in a counter-protest to a handful of others. Or did it give them what they wanted and more attention? A lot of folks weighing in on that today on our Facebook page, too. Matthew says gave more attention. He doesn't care what protests happen. His mind is set. Now his agenda's attention. And that just feeds the flames. Unless he hurts someone, damages someone's property, or outright threatens to do either, he has the right to his beliefs, however misguided they are. Scott says, the guy has his beliefs. As far as I know, he's been living there peacefully. The town should have just left him alone. Now they open the door for a pro-supremacist protest. And Matt says, more attention. So, rather interesting. Folks have that to say. Our own Dale Wetzel was there in Leith, North Dakota. And covered what happened down there, and has a pretty good flavor from both sides of that particular discussion. Let's go to Dale Wetzel in his report from Leith, North Dakota yesterday.
The southwestern North Dakota community of Leith had the look of a town under siege. Law officers were preparing for fireworks between a group of neo-Nazis and a much larger throng of demonstrators who wanted them to take a hike. A highway patrol car and a Grant County sheriff's car were parked at the town's only entrance road. Entrances to the community streets were blocked off. Grant County Sheriff Steve Bay was hoping for the best.
I've got a lot of laws to uphold on both sides. So far, nobody's broken the law, so, you know, it's not a question of what I think. It's just what we have to do and what's right.
The reason for the protest is the presence of a white supremacist named Craig Cobb. He's bought about a dozen properties in Leith, and he wants like-minded people to move to town. He wants enough supporters to take over the city government. Cobb says there's nothing wrong with that.
We can go all over the world with B-1s and B-52s and bomb nations. Supposedly we're helping them into submission, and we call that nation building. But if 17 whites to come here under democracy and try to become the majority, which is what we're taught in school we have the right to do, and all of a sudden that's some heinous crime. It's absolutely preposterous.
On a sunny Sunday afternoon, a throng of demonstrators began assembling on the outskirts of town. At first, there were about 300 people. Later, the number grew to about 500. Organizers told the marchers to avoid violence and stay out of trouble.
It's KKK business.
Gotta go.
Gotta go. It's not for us.
Not here.
It's not for here, not for anywhere. It's very hateful, hateful things they do. And I ain't gonna stand around and watch my grandchildren have to grow up in this world.
No.
When you got like this going on.
Scott Garman of Unity ND helped to organize the protest.
Every single one of us has one thing in common, and that we don't stand for hatred or prejudice, and we not now and not ever will we.
Right now.
The demonstrators marched down the street to Cobb's house, and the crowd let it be known Cobb and his supporters weren't welcome in Leith. World War II veteran Lou Lubka of Fargo said Cobb and his backers were a bunch of creepy Nazi Ku Kluxers.
We just hope when these creeps, these hate-loving people, leave the state, the door doesn't hit them in the ass on the way out.
Cade Ferris of Bismarck led the protesters in a chant aimed at Cobb.
On behalf of everybody here, I'd like to say, go home!
All right, there you go, from Leith, North Dakota. That's how it pretty much ended, chanting, go home, go home, go home. But a lot more of the protesters than the other side. I'd like to weigh in, check out our Facebook page on that. Governor Jack Dalrymple joins us from the PetroServe USA location in Bismarck today. They're rolling out E15. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
A premier Minnesota resort, Chase Summit Lake, nestled on the shores of Leech Lake in the heart of downtown Walker, Minnesota, has a great deal for all of September and October. 888-CHASE-06 is the hotline. To book your deal, use the promo code SCOTT, or you can go online at chaseonthelake.com and type in SCOTT. You'll find the great deal, Chase on the Lake, shores of Leech Lake. Now, that's a good deal to get you there. Once you get there, that's a really good deal. That's the great deal because you'll enjoy all the amenities of this premier Minnesota resort. But most importantly, you'll relax. How can you not relax when you look at that view, Leech Lake, when you walk the unique shops and all the fun spots downtown Walker, Minnesota, when you take in all the amenities, the Comprador Aveda Spa, the 502 Bar and Restaurant, Chase on the Lake's a wonderful place to relax, and this is a great deal. Any Sunday through Thursday in September, October, buy one night, get a second night free in a condo. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06 today. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. herbalhealer.com. Working with the power of nature.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
What's in your mind? Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. I'm Steve Bacalan with Scott Hennon. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're broadcasting live from PetroServe on Divide and State in Bismarck today. A big announcement. Of course, plenty of dignitaries here talking about the beauty of ethanol and how that lends itself to keeping fuel prices down in this country. And speaking of dignitaries, we've got the number one dignitary for North Dakota here, the governor, Jack Dalrymple. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
I'm noticing the governor's tie actually has some corn. I think that's corn, isn't it?
Well, there's a possibility that it looks more like wheat, but
we're going to go with corn tassels.
Okay,
we're going to go with corn tassels.
Maybe I can look a little closer. I thought I was sure.
No, corn tassels is
corn tassels. Yeah.
So it's ag related anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the line that folks from PetroServe USA always use is connecting the western North Dakota oil fields with the corn and soybean fields of eastern North Dakota, and this is. This is a product, ethanol, that does that, doesn't it, Governor?
It sure does, and that's a partnership that I find very dynamic because those two groups joined together with a common cause are pretty influential and can do great things. And over time, I think we're seeing, you know, more and more renewable fuel produced right here in the United States and right here in North Dakota. Just continues to reduce that dependency on foreign imports, especially Middle Eastern petroleum. And, you know, I tell people, when you think about what we've had to do in terms of our foreign policy over the last 10 years, and you think about the cost to our nation to be as deeply involved as we are in the Middle East, that is a compelling reason right there. To find our own solutions right here in the United States to deal with the energy puzzle, I would call it. We are looking at the opportunity for the first time in decades to actually ponder the possibility of energy independence in North America, and that is one heck of a goal.
You know, you mentioned the agriculture side in western North Dakota with the oil. A lot of people don't realize how interrelated our coal industry is, whether they're supplying steam for some of the ethanol plants, and the ethanol industry with the agriculture, with the oil. That's an advantage we have here in North Dakota. They all work together.
They sure do. And, you know, that traces back to an effort that came forward from John Hoeven and Jack Dalrymple when we first took office to create an Empower Commission where we brought all of the players in the energy industry together and we made them sit down at the table together and start talking about, you know, their common goals. And it was really a dynamic situation, and it continues to be that way. Coal, you know, actually working with wind and ethanol working with petroleum, that had never happened before. They had been enemies in most ways. Now we see this coordinated, collaborative effort to produce energy of all kinds in North Dakota, and it makes a big difference.
North Dakota becomes now one of, 11 states, I think, that have E15 available today. For the first time in North Dakota, at 6 PetroServe USA locations, Bismarck, Mandan, West Fargo, and Fargo, ninth state. North Dakota is one of the ninth state to offer E15. Talk a little bit about this additional offering for the consumers and what you think about it.
Well, it's just another option, Scott, you know, and you're a consumer and so am I, and, you know, it's nice when you go to the store and they have some choices, and E15 is now another choice. If you've got a vehicle that's, you know, age 2001 vintage or newer, you can throw it right in there with peace of mind. The law actually protects you against any, damage to your car. And, you know, that isn't going to happen anyhow, but that was sort of the assurance, you know, that everybody needs that this is going to work fine in any vehicle since 2001. And I think consumers will appreciate that choice. The effect on mileage between E10 and E15 is absolutely negligible, and you'll probably be able to save 3 to 5% on the price.
We hear from folks a lot who, you know, it obviously depends on your vehicle, but some people say, hey, I just don't get enough, additional mileage. I lose too much mileage for what I pay in difference on the price. And, you know, others say, hey, it works out perfect. What do you find? Obviously, you're in a different position because you're a corn farmer too, right? I mean, you got not only the choice of the pump, but you also like the fact that if you choose some ethanol, there's some corn in that, right?
Well, yeah, but I won't buy ethanol, you know, out of charity. I mean, that's not the idea here. Yeah, you have to do the calculation. You have to know, what the mileage impact is. On E10, I always used to just figure as a rough calculation, I need to save 20% to break even. And if it wasn't priced, 20% lower or better, I wouldn't buy it. You know, and that's what consumers do. That's what they need to do. They need to look at that, make a distinction. If E15 is selling for less than E10, hey, do a little calculation. And I would bet you anything that those are real savings. Nobody's asking anybody to do anything here out of the kindness of their heart.
The other thing we hear from folks, mainly livestock producers, hey, the price of corn is where it's at because of ethanol. Do you push back on that argument that the reason we've seen some price spikes in corn have been, you know, basically on the shoulders of the ethanol industry?
Well, you know, that's a great debate that needs to, keep on happening. I mean, that's always the way it is on the feed side of the business that, you know, those guys would like to see all commodity prices, like, you know, be nice and low. The fact of the matter is, the part that I think the average American does not grasp is that, you know, the real value of corn actually remains after the ethanol manufacturing process. All of the protein that is in corn comes out the other end of the factory in the form of dried distiller's grains, and it is not lost in the feed chain whatsoever. The protein is not used, and protein is really, you know, the driving value in all feed ingredients. The starch is taken out to make ethanol, but starch can be sourced from a number of other places in a feed ration, and most of them cheaper than corn. So the economics do not really remove the amount of feed from the feed supply that people would think.
You know, we're here at PetroServe today in Bismarck on State and Divide, and this is where we were having the press conference today. PetroServe's a nice little story. It's a company that's recently moved to North Dakota because of the economics.
Well, that's right, and I only because I'm governor can I gloat a little bit once in a while, and otherwise it would be impolite. But since I'm the governor of the state, I am proud that we've got a great business climate, we have low taxes, and we've got low insurance rates, and PetroServe USA, what a perfect example. A couple hundred employees, decided that, you know, Minnesota is just not the place for them. They're moving to West Fargo, North Dakota. They're going to renovate the old Smokies Steakhouse in West Fargo, and they're going to be there. And I just think it's a great example of what happens, you know, when you run your state right, you keep your taxes down, and you do the right things on the regulatory side, and good things start to happen. And it's a simple case of that. I believe their board voted 27-1 to move to West Fargo.
Any others following suit? You see this as a trend, especially after the last Minnesota legislative session raised taxes some more?
Yes, there is a trend going on there, Scott. But, you know, I'm not going to say that, you know, we're over in Minnesota aggressively stealing their businesses away from them. We don't even need to do that. You know, they know the facts themselves. They do the comparisons, and it's the economics that are compelling. We don't need to go over there and act like we're, you know, trying to steal their people.
Maybe ESPN College Game Day probably helped you out in the recruiting effort over the weekend. What did you think of that?
That was an absolutely awesome, dynamic event, and I am so grateful to ESPN for really showing North Dakota in its best light. Lots of video and really a very nice portrayal of Fargo. And when these national celebrity guys say that Fargo has taken ESPN Game Day to a new level, that's pretty cool.
You know, now they're saying that they want to come back and make this an annual event in North Dakota, you know, open arms. One of the things they did mention a little bit about that North Dakota State rivalry, you know, Lou Holtz mentioned this last week. Game Day mentioned it a little bit on Saturday. Is it time?
Oh, well, it's definitely time. And these poor athletic directors have had so much pressure on them that I don't know if they can sleep at night. But we got to get back to doing that. You know, that's what football is all about, is the in-state rivalry anywhere you go. And we got to get back to that. And I think we will. It's just all of this business about these conferences and the way the whole NCAA has been so, you know, jumbled up here the last few years. It's made it difficult, but we're gonna get through that, and we're gonna get back to an opportunity, I think, to have that game.
One final question for you, Governor. New stats out crunching the numbers on the size of North Dakota's economy has oil and energy neck and neck, and even some suggestion that energy might have surpassed agriculture, which of course has been the 800-pound gorilla forever. Today we're at an event that really kind of celebrates and brings both of them together. But what do you make of this? Do you believe it? First of all, that energy is overtaking agriculture in the size of the economy in North Dakota?
Scott, I haven't seen those numbers, and I must say, agriculture is not going to give up the title like you know, that easily. And you know, if that's true, they'll have to prove it to us.
But it's a good thing for a governor, isn't it?
All good for North Dakota.
You have two Davids, not a David and a Goliath. You got two Davids there, for crying out loud. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, no, it is huge, and actually, you know, I got to mention tourism, too, is one of our really incredibly dynamic industries. It's not that many years ago that energy went past tourism, and that also is a real, real big deal.
Thanks, Governor.
Okay, good to be with you guys.
Governor Jack Delrup will join us at PetroServe USA.
Great event for the state of North Dakota this weekend and like this today. It is What's On Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bach and Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Our broadcast from PetroServe USA today on What's On Your Mind. A couple of minutes left. If you want to get a comment or question on any issue, now's the time at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's that story, Steve. Actually, Grand Forks Herald Steve Lee wrote the story. Oil ag compete for role of North Dakota's biggest industry. Says, is the oil industry now bigger than farming in North Dakota? The latest figures are rather startling, raising eyebrows on even oil industry experts gathered in Grand Forks last week, who were most in touch with the boom that has not leveled off after 6 years. In the 12 months ended July 30th, the value of the record amount of crude oil and natural gas produced in North Dakota totaled $24.9 billion, based on production figures and average prices for Bakken sweet crude, as reported by Lynn Helms, Director of Mineral Resources. Like nearly all numbers in the oil patch during this period, that figure is a record. It's also more than double what was the record value of the state's crops and livestock grown and raised in 2012 based on prices received by farmers. The total value of the state's crop and livestock and prices received by farmers and ranchers hit a record $12.1 billion in the calendar year 2012. And that was a record by a long shot, far outpacing the previous record of $9 billion in 2010, including $8.1 billion for crops, mainly corn, wheat, and soybeans. Revenue from cattle constitutes 90% or more of livestock prices received. But oil and gas production keeps growing as the Bakken boom hasn't slackened. In fact, production was up a hefty 6.4% in July,
Oil prices rose this summer to about $97 a barrel for Bakken crude, about 14% above the average price received the past 12 months. However, that doesn't mean the oil and gas industry is twice the size or impact of agriculture in the state's economy, according to a research scientist at NDSU who tracks the economic sectors. The two industries, agriculture and petroleum, aren't easily comparable even in dollar amounts. For one thing, the way revenue gets spent and where are quite different. I've heard about similar analysis, though. When you look at the economic base of the state, that energy in total, I mean, you got to add coal in there and other energy resources in the state,
wind,
biofuels,
yeah.
Wind, everything else, that energy in total, when put together, was getting very close to this to that meeting, the long-standing King Kong. Agriculture. So.
Depending on how you break it out, when you're looking at revenue impacts, the one thing that factored in when I always looked at some of the numbers was the fact that a lot of those dollars wind up leaving the state, and that's where the big disparity between agriculture and energy was. And I don't want to say oil, I want to say energy. With a lot of that getting put back into the state because of what we've got from a long-term standpoint, that's where those numbers are getting closer.
And, you know, I just think it's a good thing for North Dakota all around. We ask a question just to have some fun on our Facebook page. You can weigh in after the show. Oil and ag neck and neck. Competition for the role of North Dakota's biggest industry. Which is the biggest and why? Scott says ag has been here forever, but North Dakota was losing population and had dead-end jobs. Oil shows up, and now the state has a surplus of money, there's good-paying jobs, and the population has grown. It's a no-brainer. Agriculture probably has more of an impact statewide, but energy... in addition, impacts in the oil patch. Obviously, we're seeing jobs created on the east because of that as well. Who's one? Who's two? I mean, the governor was kind of parochial. The farmer in him came out. We're not giving that up. We're not giving that title up easily. But to me, the winner is North Dakota. The winner is every consumer.
Well, I make this comparison from the energy side between coal and oil because people go, well, coal and oil, they're different. No, they work together. Ag and energy work together as well, but I always make the comparison that coal compared to oil and gas, coal's the turtle. It's the slow and steady wins the race. Agriculture, when you compare it to energy, is the slow and steady wins the race. It's been here, it'll be here, it'll always be here, and that's what you gotta hang your hat on. You know, it's just like having any portfolio with the stock market. You gotta have a diversified portfolio, and we have just that.
Kent Satring is here. I'm going to ask Kent to just kind of recap the morning so far for us. Kent is the gentleman that Governor Jack Dalrymple was applauding for leading the effort to bring the corporate headquarters of PetroServe USA across the river into North Dakota, and has PetroServe USA stores throughout all of North Dakota, and E15 available in a few of those as of today. How did the day go?
Oh, it was a great morning. You guys made it really special having you both here. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Scott. And, of course, the governor, whenever he's here, he's done so much for the state when it comes to value-added agriculture and ethanol and pasta. And so he's definitely a businessman. He knows. He gets it, and he gets it done. So.
And the big news today, E15 now available at six PetroServe USA locations at Bismarck, Mandan, West Fargo, and soon more?
Well, it'll be those six for a while because the other stations are Tesoro and Scenic stations, and it's really just about giving people a choice.
So
we're not trying to say you have to use ethanol. Choose whichever pump you want. There's four different pump handles there. You can use the E10, the premium, the E15, the E30, the E85. So
we had a lot of calls today. Jeff took a few of them on the lack of a choice without ethanol in them now. And we explained, as you have previously on the program, that's not something that you and others that are gasoline stations have a role in, right? That's refineries?
No, actually, ironically, the corn growers and stations like myself wanted pure gas to be offered. And then we could blend it to make E10. But it was refineries. It's all about, taking an 84 or an 85 octane, which they can make more economically, then adding 106 octane ethanol, and then they can make the 87.
So it's an economical decision for the refinery.
Which is partly about the refinery, and it's also partly about the RINs, the renewable fuel standard.
Right.
So it's both of those. But thanks for coming out today.
Hey, we enjoyed it very much. Thanks for having us. Kent Satring from PetroServe USA. And again, E15, one of nine states now in North Dakota. It's available here as well. Check it out. Bismarck, Mandan, West Fargo, and Fargo locations of PetroServe USA. For Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Hennig. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.